Hello and welcome to Impact Ed, the A-Leaf ISD podcast. I'm here today with three amazing individuals who are making a really big impact in our district in the fine arts realm. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you. And along with that, I want you to let our audience know, what is it about fine arts that you really, really love? Like if you have some fine arts experience, let's just make sure we tell the audience. So we're going to start right over here with Mr. Seymour Stewart.
Hey, I'm Seymour Stewart, principal at Miller Intermediate. And I'm going to add to this Performing and Visual Arts Academy.
Okay.
That's brand new to me. And but it's exciting. It's exciting. You mentioned about possibly prior experience. My only experience I can say that I've had was when I was in high school, I was a part of the what we call the Jamaica Combined Cadet Force Drum Corps.
Oh.
So I was a bugler and I was a side drummer. I don't know if you know what that means. Right. But so that's my only experience with regards to playing an instrument or being on percussion.
Well, that's right? A good experience.
It's a good experience. It's a good experience. One of these days, I need to show my skills to my kids. So,
yes,
you know,
yes.
I'm sure they'll get a kick out of it.
Yes. Call us back. We'll make sure we're over there.
Definitely. Definitely.
All right, Mr. Joseph.
I'm Renford Joseph, Director of Fine Arts. Year 23 in education. My experiences in fine arts go way back to elementary music. Middle school band, all the way through college band, high school, middle school band director, and just been doing the work. For me, I think fine arts is the heartbeat of a school district. So that's my brief little tidbit.
Awesome. And
Mide Yolata, principal at Reese Elementary Performing and Visual Arts Academy. It's our first year of implementation. My experience, as I was mentioning, I was in the marching band. I was first chair, flute and piccolo, loved to dance, church choir. So a little bit of everything. I've had exposure to a little bit of everything. So
wonderful. We have a little bit in common because we're both first chair. So we're excited about
it. For that seat.
Yes, we worked hard for that, didn't we?
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly. So Ms. When you were talking about the implementation, So of course, we hope that our audience is aware of that we have the Reese Performing and Visual Arts Academy. So it's PV and two A's that we have at Reese. So can you let our audience know just about how that process works? And of course, Mr. Joseph, I know you'll hop in as well.
Sure. So the idea was brought to me last year, toward the end of the year, just to kind of see, would it be a good place for Reese to kind of kick off the initiative. We were fortunate enough to have kind of like the space for it and the layout for it. So I was very excited just to have the Performing and Visual Arts Academy in my campus. From there, we talked with staff. We talked to the community, we've talked to the teachers, we've talked to the students, just to try to see if it would be a good match for them. And everybody so far has been very excited with what we did last year, the work that we put in during the summer and in the fall semester.
Wonderful, wonderful. Mr. Joseph, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'll chime in. A lot of moving parts, you know, because at the central office level, you know, it's a lot of different departments that we have to talk to, from facilities team and, hey, well, what about budget, startup costs? And so the campus has been great to work with. I think when we first started talking about it, it was like, okay, what is this? What does it look like? I think, but the team was, they were true champions and just kind of owning it and taking it in. And so I think it took off further than what I thought it would take off, because anytime something new comes aboard, you know, you really want to know, okay, where are we supposed to be 3 months in, 6 months in, you know, 9 months in? And so it's been a really great experience, to say the least. I'm looking forward to year two, looking forward to the launch in Miller.
Yes.
Just seeing that the whole pipeline come to life in full fruition at that point.
Wonderful. So that's a perfect segue. So, Mr. Seward, so of course, your campus now is going to be our intermediate PVAA campus. So tell us how you feel about it.
I'm excited. I am thrilled. In talking to my team, that's my elective team with my band teacher, orchestra and choir, they're excited as well. When I first introduced the topic to them, they were like in awe. I mean, there was like silence in the room, but it was good silence.
Okay.
You know, I think my choir teacher was the first one to speak. He was like, really? I said, yes, yes, yes. It's coming. It's coming. One of the things that I wanted folks to know as well is that we prior to this, we had theater arts before.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not dance. So, you know, the addition of theater arts coming back to Miller and with the addition of dance as well, you know, that is just so exciting. I spoke to staff, spoke to my leadership team first, then spoke to team leaders, And the message went around and everybody was coming, knocking on my door. So, Mr. Stewart, what is this going to look like? I said, right now, I really don't know, because we're in the phase of trying to get it out, getting the message out.
Right.
You know, the branding, you know, so we're going to take care of that part first. And then we'll talk about some details with regards to staffing and, you know, what the entire program is going to look like. So the atmosphere right now is, you know, staff is elated. The message has actually gone to some of the kids as well. You know, they're coming, you know, they're asking, as you know, we do dance as a after school extracurricular activity as well. Some of those students are asking, am I going to be able to get in there next year, Mrs. Stewart? I said, possibly, yes, possibly, possibly. But what's really exciting for me, and I believe the other staff members as well, is to just creating that seamless transition. I know it's in implementation at Reese right now. So all those Reese kids will be a seamless transition for them over to Miller Intermediate and then moving on to middle school as well. Now, needing to get that information out so that we can have or feeder schools, you know, come in to make sure that they understand that, hey, you know, this is an option for you as well as you come in, you know, so making that choice as they come in. I know fifth graders, they'll have that opportunity to experience all of it, but sixth graders, it will be a course selection for them.
Okay.
As well. Yeah. So we're excited to have it and we just can't wait. We just can't wait. You know, talking about being impatient, I believe all of us are right now. Yes.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful.
And I think the word for me that stands out for both schools is optimism, right? And so, because both of their staffs in terms of fine arts has already been doing the work.
Okay.
I think to create the specialty model around it and make it a strict focal point for it, I think that's where you see the energy really at. Because I got to tell you, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Y'all already doing a great job with the programs that you already have. And so now it's just about, you know, framing it in a way where people will know, okay, this school is specifically, you know, has a focus on this. So I think the optimism is the word I take from it.
And our parents are very excited just to hear that it is going to continue because we just got started with it.
Yes.
And so the question I get all the time is like, is this it or is it going to continue at
That's
Miller?
Right.
And so I'm very excited to tell them that, oh, no, it's going to Miller. So your kids will have all this exposure this year and then that will carry over to Miller. So our parents are very excited. And I will say that's been part of the, you know, the optimism and just having the first year of having it. It's just there's no wrong way to do it. So we're
That's
just
right.
kind of filling it out and, you know, putting the pieces in as we've been going. But it's been great. Our team has been great. So we're excited to have that carry on over to Miller.
And it's only one way to go up, right?
Yes.
So when we think about that and we're talking about options, we know our parents' school choice has already been in Texas. So we already know that. But we want to make sure that we not only keep the students that we have, but we want to get those families back that may, for whatever reason, left the school district. We want to let them know of what we're going to be able to offer to their families. So, Ms. Laura, since your program is already implemented, I know you told me once when I came to visit the campus and we looked at some of our students and dance in particular, there was a little boy, right, that's in the dance program. So it's open to every single student. We want our families to know that. Can you tell them a little bit about what programs you're currently offering on your campus?
Sure. So we have, of course, we've got art, music, PE, just kind of like the regular electives, health tech. But what we implemented this year was the dance piece.
Yes.
And so we do have a dance team. It is comprised of boys and girls. So there was a tryout. We have currently 15 students that made the dance team, but we had a huge group of kids that actually tried out. But it is open to everyone. The campus, in addition to the fine arts, we are also a dual language campus, and then we also offer pre-K. So it is a little bit, as you and I discussed that day, it's just kind of like a little bit of everything. So when you come to Reese Performing and Visual Arts Academy, it's a mouthful, you get a little bit of everything, you get exposure. And I think that's the very best thing that I could say about just a Performing and Visual Arts Academy is just the fact that you get the exposure to all of the fine arts. Yeah. And so maybe if you've not had that experience or it's something that you just want to learn about, you can have that experience at school without having to pay extra to be a part of a dance team or to be in dance or to get choir or to get music or art. It's all right there for you.
And that's important to tell our families as well, right? Because traditionally that is a little bit more of a larger expense. I was in dance from 3 to like 15, but that was something that my parents could afford. Mm-hmm. So being able to make sure we provide that to our families. Mm-hmm. But as you said, that's something that I think is indicative of ALEAF, that we have everything here in a district that we have families that speak well over 100 different languages. It's important to know that we have opportunities available for all of our kids, whatever particular touch point that they want to do. And it may be dance today. It could be like at Miller. It could be a step team tomorrow. It could be podcasts. It could be so many different things because we want to make sure that we're fulfilling the dreams of our kids.
Yeah. And I think the important part that's unique here is these things are a right. So students and parents, they have a right to be a part of them and they don't have to worry about paying. You think about dance lessons or piano lessons, you could be paying $60 an hour. Mm-hmm. Studio dance is way more expensive than that, right? And so we're exploring, what does it look like if we want to bring, you know, classical piano to kids at the earlier age or classical guitar, where they can join these programs and they don't have to pay anything to be a part of those programs. And so that's the unique part that I like about it, because that's a right that everybody should be, you know, afforded.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
I just wanted to add to that too, with regards to, I know Ms. Laura talked about our parents being able to have that experience, or the students being able to have that experience. And I just want to emphasize to parents, because we may have some that are actually hesitant. Yeah. You know, we have some parents who are academically driven and saying, okay, I just want my child to be focused on the academics.
Right.
You know, I want to ensure to our parents that, yes, the academics is going to stand fast.
That's right.
You know, there is no negotiation with regards to academics. It's going to be there. Mm-hmm. All that this is doing as well is to enlighten our kids and making sure that we're reinforcing that academics, because the research shows that when we have kids who are involved in programs such as this, you know, they do excel with the academics. So we want to make sure that we ensure, you know, our parents that, hey, yes, this will be the right program for the kids.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a natural enhancement. I mean, I was a student, a fine arts kid. I mean, I really wasn't motivated as a kid with going to maybe my history class, but I knew I had to pass my history class so I could march in the band Friday night.
That's right.
So I think once you tap into, like they talk about educating the whole child, right? Mm-hmm. Every kid is not going to be a successful academic kid, but that kid might have really good talent in dance. And so we try to train in the arts, like the same discipline that you put into dance or to playing your instrument or to singing or acting on stage, give that same interest to your English class, to your math class. And so that way the two can work together. It doesn't have to be this or that. They have to work together. And when they work together, it naturally works.
Yeah, and I think we need to also remind our families that many of our top 10 students at our 5 campuses are fine arts kids. So obviously they've excelled academically, but they're also in the fine arts, and they've maintained that for 13 years in school. So like you said, you can have both. Yeah. It doesn't have to be an either or situation. And when you're in a district like A-Leaf that's going to provide this to you, it would just behoove you to definitely take advantage of it. I mean, I wish I could. I know, and I think Mr. Joseph, your child is, of course, a fine arts student, right, as well?
Absolutely. I mean, she's cheer captain at her campus.
Yeah.
She's a dance kid at heart. She also plays trumpets. I'm like, baby, you can't play 20 things now. But that's her mind, right? And that's the beauty of it. So she's in a school district where she's taking trumpet lessons. She's in cheer. She can do all these things. She can take art. And she don't really have to pay for it. You go somewhere else, you're paying for that easy.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And so we pay her little insurance fee for the instrument, and it's yours for the whole year. So, and you know, those are some good, you know, opportunities that parents can really take advantage of.
Wonderful, wonderful. So as we near the close of this podcast today, and again, we're talking about enrollment. So enrollment season has officially kicked off here in A-Leaf ISD on February 1st. We want, again, all of our families to return to A-Leaf. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to talk to our two principals. We're going to start with Ms. Laura. If you could look in your camera, you can find where your camera is. You talk to those families. Why should they come to Reese PVAA?
I would say you are letting your child have lots of opportunities. So exposing your child to lots of opportunities, just like Mr. Stewart said, not just academic, but the fine arts option. I didn't even mention all of the after school clubs that we've got. We've got coding. We've got soccer. We've got our art club. We've got gals club. We've got boys club. We've got our grit club. So you're exposing them to lots of opportunities just to let them build and develop the whole child. So we're focusing on academics during the daytime and the fine arts. And then in the afternoons, we could focus on some of those other areas. Again, we've got a dual language. We've got pre-K. We've got it all at Reese. So come on over and get your child enrolled.
Wonderful. All right, Mrs. Stewart.
Yes. And the same thing for Miller. We will just mirror exactly what's happening at Reese. As you know, Reese transitions to Miller as well. You know, so we have to continue that program. So what I would want to say to our parents is, it does not stop at elementary. It will continue into the intermediate. We will enhance as well, you know, whatever experience they had at Reese. And we're a really huge proponent of the academics. So if you're worried about the academics, it does nothing but to enhance that and make them a very strong student and a strong candidate for middle school and high school. providing that success, that continued success for our students. And that's what we want, you know, with our students, creating that well-rounded student. As you know, that ALEAF is always big on college and career. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that our students are ready for that. The research also shows that employers today are looking for that well-rounded person, mm-hmm. you know, that's right. and that's yeah. what this will do. That's what this will do. It enhances all that we have been doing with our kids, with the academics and then with the performing arts added to it. You know, it's a win-win for our kids. Yeah. It's a win-win. You do not want to lose out on that. So I would encourage all the parents who are thinking about it, come on over. Come on over to Miller. Come on over to Reese. We have it. We have it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you. So our last question, I said I had to think about something that would be fun. Okay. So if you could pick one song that would describe who you are.
Uh-oh. Got to think about that one.
What would it be? I'll kick it off. Don't Rain on My Parade by the great Barbra Streisand. Okay. I love her. So when I'm having a bad day, I crank that thing up because that is okay. my song. So Ms. Lowe, what you think?
You know, I've been asked that question before and my mind always goes to Don't Worry, Be Happy.
I love that.
Just okay.
Don't worry, be happy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm the finalist guy, so mine's a little bit different.
Okay,
but mine's is Victory Lap by Nipsey Hussle.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I was listening to it driving. It's on repeat. Like,
okay.
Anyways, that's a story for another day.
I like it.
As you know, I just want to say this, you know, Mr. Joseph and I, we share Jamaican roots.
Yes.
We share Jamaican roots. Yeah, so, you know, Bob Marley comes to mind.
There we go.
You know,
yes.
One love.
One love.
One love, yeah. one love for it. Us. You know, we love our kids. We love our Miller community.
Yes.
We love our ALEAF community.
Yes.
You know, so it's just one love and just making sure that everyone is able to you know, experience excellence.
Yes.
And so it's just one love for everybody. And through love, you know, we can get it done.
Get it done. And you're right. We have excellence. In fact, someone here that's sitting at this podcast actually won a big award. Can you tell the audience a little bit about that as we get ready to close?
Yeah. So I was nominated for the President's Lifetime Achievement Award. And I actually received it. So originally, you know, when you get nominated, it's like, oh, I got nominated. That's cool. Hey, thank you for the honor, whatever. But so when I found out I received the award, like, okay, great. You know, and I originally thought it was for the MLK, like the foundation parade, right? Like that president. And then when I got the email, it's like, hey, well, you know, this needs to happen. You know, we had the galas before Inauguration Day. I was like, this sounds a little weird. He's like, I'm like, give me a call. What is this really about? This is not the MLK people. He's like, no, this is like the president. I was like, oh, I got to re-communicate this because I said that totally wrong to everybody. But yeah, it's definitely a humbling experience. I'm definitely honored to, you know, be able, you know, receive the fruits of my own labor as well.
Well deserved.
Well,
appreciate it.
Yes. And we thank you all so much for coming to speak with us today on Impact Ed. We thank all of you for watching, for tuning in. We hope to have you guys back. I know you said at Miller, we have a podcast group, right? Some students.
Yes,
so
we do.
So we're going to, you know what, Ms. Maria, we're going to get, how about we do that at Reese?
Okay.
Let's get some babies on the podcast.
Do
I don't know what they're going to talk about.
I don't
but
know.
But either way,
we'll
find something for them to talk about. So again, thank you guys so much for tuning in to Impact Ed. We hope to see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
This has been an AMP production.